patient name in Dallas, D-A-L-L-A-S, last name Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S, date of birth, 8-5 of 21, date of service, 6-8 of 23. This is a one-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in due to having suspicious for an ear infection. This patient does have ear tubes. She's been pulling on her ears recently. Also has been running a low-grade fever off and on. No other issues verbalized, no cough. She's maintains her normal play habit, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Period, new paragraph, allergies, none. Vital signs, respirations with a normal limit. Temperature, 98.4 in our office today. Oxygenating at 99%. Pulse within normal limits. Current medications, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history. Lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Surgical history, she does have bilateral ear tubes. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert. She interacts well with me. She is not in any distress. Through the exam today, eyes, pupils are equal around react to light, ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema, although mild, some erythema also at the proximal canal site as well. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Otitis media, otitis externa, patient will receive ciprodexotic, 3 or 4 drops to each ear, BID, times 7 days. One bottle, period, new paragraph. Patient is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Mom's going to help in monitoring symptoms. And, of course, they will return to clinic if needed. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Harper Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth, 1/29/19, date of service, 6-8 of 23. This is a four-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in today with a report of having pink eye, more so on the left eye. Also has some vaginal redness. She had some nystatin cream for this issue before and is wanting a refill of that. Apparently it seemed to work well in the prior episodes, period, new paragraph. No verbalization of any type of urinary tract infection. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever. She plays well, eating foods and fluids, according to her normal fashion, period, new paragraph. No real report of any fevers as well, period, new paragraph. This patient has been rubbing her eyes quite extensively lately, period, new paragraph. Allergies, none. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, bilateral ear tubes. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Left side does have erythema to the conjunctiva. Right eye beginning so as well. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph. Examination of the genital area. Mom is here at my side. She is disrobing her daughter for us to take a look at the outer labia. There does appear to be some erythema indicative of a tinea-type infection. We will use a topical antifungal, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Pink eye, acute conjunctivitis. Patient will receive tobramycin ophthalmic, 1 drop to each eye. Q4 hours times 2 days, number 1 bottle, period, new paragraph. And for tinea rash, nystatin cream, topical, apply to rash BID, 30 grams. Mom is going to continue to monitor symptoms, return to clinic or call if not improving.